Blog Talk Radio.
Check 1, 2.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. I invite you to come on in, pick out your comfy seat and favorite beverage, and just chill with me for the next 2 hours. On the Coffee House Show, I open up the phone lines for you, the artists, the underground independent artists, to call in and promote yourselves. You know, tell us about who you are, what you do, where we can find your product or projects. More information about you. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. Otherwise, you know how I do it. I only play underground independent artists and only artists that are members of the Flava News movement. So I'm going to start out today's show with a track by Julie Dexter. She is out of the ATL by way of England, and this track is called Love to Love.
I love is like the
with her piece called Love to Love. I've got some exciting features lined up the next few weeks on the Leopard Carpet with Lady Flava, and coming this Tuesday, the 17th, Stephen Jerome Ferguson is going to be stepping on the Leopard Carpet. Stephen is the CEO of SJF Music. He's going to, you know, tell us all about, you know, what's going on in the SJF Music Camp now and into the future. Share a bit of the sounds that you're going to be hearing out of SJF Music during the year of 2012. They've got some exciting artists and projects that are being worked on right now, and I cannot wait. I'm really, really honored that I actually am the one who gets to break the new music as it comes out, and it's allowed to do so. So I want to play a piece by my dear, dear friend Stephen Jerome Ferguson, and this particular piece is called All Thumbs off of his We Are One album. Thank you. for listening to All Thumbs by Stephen Jerome Ferguson again. Stephen is going to be stepping on the leopard carpet with me come this Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And he's going to update us on what's going on with SJF Music, what you can expect in 2012 from himself and the artists that he's working with. There's another artist that's going to be on the leopard carpet with me actually on the 19th, which is Thursday, and I'm thrilled to have the opportunity to have him come on the leopard carpet with me and get to know him and play his flavor. But let me just give you a taste of Nuwambe today. I'm going to play his piece called All Mine off of his Above the Water CD. Again, this is Nuwambe.
That you will be
heard, that's Nuwambe with his piece, All Mine. And again, Nuwambe is going to be stepping on the Lipper Carpet with me on Thursday, the 19th of January. He'll be coming on about 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I'm looking forward to having him on the show and getting to know him and being able to share his flavor with you. So I want to welcome everybody to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is named after my baby that I created back in 2003 here in Seattle, Washington. I closed her doors in 2008, but you know what? I'm keeping her live right here on Flavor News Radio. So I hope you are sitting back and relaxing in your comfy chair and with your favorite beverage and snack and ready to just either sit back and chill with me as I play a variety of tracks for you, or, you know what, pick up the phone and give me a call at 347-857-1189. I would love to hear from you. And if you are an artist that has something to promote, I definitely welcome you to call in. I want to hear from you. I want to hear, you know, what you've got going on and about your product or project. So again, call in to 347-857-1189. I am over here in Kirkland, Washington at my job, and it started out with pouring down rain today, and later in the morning it moved into snow, and it was just absolutely amazing to see the traffic all of a sudden stop on the busy street outside of my office door. So that was kind of a, you know, fun watching the snow come down. I guess probably because I'm inside and I didn't have to be outside. But now it's turned to rain, although the snow was still on the car. So I imagine as we move into evening and temperatures drop, it may turn into ice. And I know that they're talking about more snow. So we'll just kind of play it by ear, whether I'm going to leave work tomorrow or if I'm going to leave work on Monday. At least I have the option of, you know, being here. So I want to also let you know that if you're trying to get into the chat room, I am so sorry. I cannot get into the chat room from this particular computer. But, you know, just sit back. You don't need to sit there and pay attention. I know that you can type some messages back and forth on the show page, so you can do that. But I know it's not the same as being in the chat room, but that's just unfortunately how it is when I do this show on Saturday. I can't open up the chat room. So, you know what, since I'm playing tunes from the artists that are stepping on the leopard carpet with me, who else can I play for you? You know what, I am really excited about having this particular artist on. He is going to be stepping on the leopard carpet with me February 2nd. He is an amazing, amazing producer. His name is Paris Tune, and I'm going to play his piece called The Gift.
Kiss to the blue,
all of this love
CD. And again, Paris Tune will be stepping on the leopard carpet with me on February 2nd at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So I'm excited, excited. I get 2 hours with him. I have lots of questions that I want to ask him. I know that it's going to be just extremely interesting and possibly educational. And then I'll be able to share some more of the tunes that you will get to hear on Flava News Radio that he has produced. I've got one more artist that I can play for you that's going to be stepping on the leopard carpet. And just to put it out there, on January the 24th, which is a Tuesday, I'm also very, very excited to have Tasha Taylor stepping on the leopard carpet with me. I've not received tracks from her yet. I've heard her music. It's amazing. She is the youngest daughter of Johnny Taylor, and she is an amazing singer, songwriter, musician, and actress. And I'm just thrilled. I'm thrilled. And let me just say this. Some of the artists that I have scheduled for the leopard carpet have actually come to me through their publicist, Hassan Brown, an amazing, amazing man who is working with some great, great talents out there. And I was thrilled when Hassan wanted to join the movement. And so he has joined the movement representing his clients, which is a good, good look. So I do have publicists and managers and record labels, you know, that are joining the movement, which I'm thrilled. It's not just, you know, that you have to come on board as an artist. If you've got somebody representing you, you can definitely have them reach out to me if you're interested in being a part of this movement. It's not only just open to musical talents and spoken word talents. It's open to any artist of any art form that is looking for a place to call home, is looking for a place to be supported and promoted on on who you are and what you do. My website is dedicated to the artists that are members of the Flava News movement. And, you know, you can find out all about them over there, whether it be an event that they are performing in, whether it is, you know, a website that you can go find out more about, if they've got an album or a book or, even a small business. Some of the artists that I that are part of the movement actually have side businesses, you know, that have paid to have advertisements, you know, put up. So I'm just really, really excited. This is just kind of my way to help support who you are and what you're doing as an artist. And you know what? I'll be honest with you, not artists, you know, should I say, they're not becoming a part of the movement. I am going through a screening process. So you definitely have to be a certain caliber of artist. And, you know, at a certain level of where you are in your artistry, you know, to become a part of this movement. So, you know, if you have questions about that, go over to my website, which is www.flavanews.com, and hit the movement page, and it gives you information on there about it. If you've got more questions, feel free to email me at radio@flavanews.com, and I definitely will, you know, take the time to answer your questions in regards to that. But I have one more artist that I can play for you that's going to be stepping on the leopard carpet. He is actually going to be on Thursday the 26th at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and this is Winston Warrior, and I'm going to play his single track, which is called Bad For You.
Is he the one that you belong to?
All right, that's Winston Warrior with his track Bad for You. He will be stepping on the leopard carpet with me on Thursday the 26th at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Winston actually has a new video out that you might want to go check out. I do have it on my page with the posting of him stepping onto the leopard carpet. Otherwise, you can go to YouTube and look it up. But the new video is called Keep Moving, so go check that out in regards to Winston Warrior and get a taste of his flavor and his charisma there. So how's everybody doing? I'm not sure if there's people trying to get in the chat room. I apologize that when I do this from my job over here in Kirkland, I'm not able to open up the chat room, you know, but you can listen. You can at least listen, or if you want to post on Facebook, or there's even a place you can post, you know, on the wall of this particular show, you know, what your thoughts are. Unfortunately, I can't see it at the moment. I can always see it after the fact. I do see some of my family on the line and a few others listening. So I want to, you know, say thank you so much to all of you that are listening on the phone and listening live. Again, if there's anybody out there that wants to call in and chop it up with me, or if you've got something that you want to promote, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. Otherwise, what direction do I want to go now? You know what? Let's scroll down. I'm going to play a piece by Ronnie Run. He is actually the artist that's in the spotlight on Flavor News right now. He's a hip-hop artist out of North Carolina, and I'm going to play his piece that's actually being played up and down the Carolinas. This is called I Remember by Ronnie Run.
Haven't seen it in years, you wanna cry. The love, but this anthem is written to fans. It feels good to go. Oh, man.
It feels good. The reminiscing go way back. I came up a long way from not having jack. It's the way how we do it. It really gets down. We say you never had it, homie. It don't do it around. It feels good. The reminiscing go way back. I came up a long way from not having jack. It's the way how we do it. It really gets down. We say you never had it, homie.
Ronnie Run out of Winterville, North Carolina, with his piece, I Remember. And you can find out more about Ronnie Run on FlavaNews.com by going to the Artist Spotlight page. He is the featured artist right now on Flava News. So let's see. What do I want to do? What do I want to say? What do I want to play right now? You know, Flava Coffee House is where my passion for the arts was really, really developed. I have always loved to read. I have always loved music. I have always loved, you know, seeing visual art and just experience creativity. I mean, since the age of 12, I started working in a flower shop. And then actually it ended up 20 years later, I was still doing flowers. And it got to the point that I, you know, trained people to learn how to do floral arrangements and this and that. And so I guess I've always kind of had it in me, you know, to be a part of a creative community. But when I built my coffee shop, I knew, you know, that I wanted it to be something eclectic, that I wanted it to be somewhere where creative people would want to come in and just chill. And I was just really, really blessed to have a gentleman become a part of my open mics. And he actually was the very first host that I had for the open mics that I did at my coffee house every week. He goes by the name of Six Deep the Messenger, and I'm going to play one of his signature pieces, which is called Melancholy Whispers.
Melancholy whispers calling out my name. She's a sad and lonely mistress feeding on my pain, sneaking in when I'm sleeping and clouding up my brain. Oh, melancholy whispers, here we go again. Melancholy whispers spreading doubt in my ears, watching from a distance, then pouncing on my fears, telling me I can't make it, so why even try? Stay down here with me and we'll have ourselves a good cry. Don't really want to listen, but my self-esteem is weak, and these damnable whispers paint a picture so bleak. Melancholy whispers calling out my name. She's a sad and lonely mistress feeding on my pain, sneaking in when I'm sleeping and clouding up my brain. Oh, melancholy whispers, here we go again. Melancholy whispers making me think that I'm no good, sowing seeds of mistrust for self, saying I can't do what once I could. That little devil on my shoulder says, look, the world's a mess. Why bother trying to save them? They won't care. Why should you stress? Sometimes I can see just giving in, just letting go, just letting them win. But inside my mind I know that not trying is the biggest sin. So this path I'm on is where I stay.
I must stay on the path.
Even if the whispers never go away. Melancholy whispers calling out my name. She's a sad and lonely mistress feeding on my pain, sneaking in when I'm sleeping and clouding up my brain. Oh, melancholy whispers, here we go again. melancholy whisper, slashing at my will. No rest even though I'm weary, because the wicked never stay still. I'm here to make a change. Some laugh at me, some scheme on me, some look at me like I'm strange. But I am blessed by the Almighty, and I will endure despite the strain. What don't kill you makes you stronger. Somebody told me that a while ago. Anything worth having must be strived for. I learned that a long time ago. No matter the obstacles, no matter the words and utterings of the naysayers, I will accomplish what I came here for. And these melancholy whispers will haunt me no more. Melancholy whispers calling out my name. She's a sad and lonely mistress, feeding on my pain, sneaking in when I'm sleeping and clouding up my brain. Oh, melancholy whispers, here we go again. Melancholy whispers, do your best. I won't be swayed. I am here to lead us back to the path from which we have strayed. My spirit, my heart, my mind, my body, strong to endure the fight. My inner eye is open to lead those blinded to sight. The power of He who is guides me in my quest and gives me the courage to handle any test. I come as a warrior for all my brothers and sisters. So do your worst. Say what you will. I won't be stopped by melancholy whispers.
Melancholy whispers calling out my name. She's a sad and lonely mistress, feeding on my pain, sneaking in when I'm sleeping and clouding up my brain. A melancholy whisper.
That was Six Deep, the Messenger, with his signature piece, Melancholy Whispers, and he is an artist from the Pacific Northwest, and he just happens to be one of the very first hosts that I had of my open mics at my actual location, Flavor Coffee House in North Seattle. I was just thinking about this as I was playing this particular track, and, you know, sometimes I don't always like to be politically correct and everything, you know. There's been some interesting posts that I've witnessed on Facebook, and it's just kind of put my put some thoughts into my head in regards to, you know, why do people post what they post, or at what point and how do you go about getting support from others, and what does that really, really look like? And is it okay to support others when they're not supporting you? I understand when you love the arts, maybe it shouldn't necessarily be about, you know, others coming back and supporting you, or even the ones that you are reposting and featuring and this and that, you know, acknowledging it. I have mixed feelings on that. I think as I try to grow Flavor News and grow the movement that I have set forth to do, it is important to me to have people a part of the movement that are willing to support, whether it be, you know, in paying a membership fee, or whether it be, you know, in reposting and helping to spread the word amongst their network. I think it really is important to support, because that's what you need when it comes to being an artist. You need people to help shine the light on you. You need to be recognized, and you can't do it by yourself, you know, so you need to build a team somehow. I also saw a post yesterday in regards to, you know, radio stations asking for pay to get your money, pay to get your music played, and depending on how much you pay, the more time you can get, you know, on the airwaves. And, you know, people questioning that. I know that also there's been questions out there in the literary community whether you should pay a book reviewer for a book review. And then it brings me back to, you know, what does it look like to support? And what does it look like in your mind of who you're willing to pay to show support to you? I started out as a book reviewer for, they were pretty well established when I became a part of their team. You know, and at that point, they were not charging for book reviews. But I have to tell you, very, very professional review team. I mean, before our reviews were allowed to go out under the name of this particular review team, it was critiqued by two head people of the review team, and then it was put out to all of the reviewers on the team to critique before it actually could be posted publicly. And I learned a lot from being a part of that team. But I know now that that particular team is charging, you know, for reviews. And in my personal opinion, and maybe in my professional opinion, I think it's okay. I remember having a conversation with one of my mentors when I still had my coffee shop, and I had embarked on moving away from that review team and just doing book reviews through Flava Coffee House. And she was like, "Susan, how much time does it take for you to read a book?" You know, and I'd say, "It just depends, you know, maybe 10 hours or whatever." And she's, "Then how much time does it take for you to write the review and, you know, go post it in different locations?" And she's like, "You know, what if you charge minimum wage, you know, per hour for the time spent in doing the review?" And she's a business person. She works with corporate America, and she's like, "You need to understand that your time is worth money. You are doing things that are, in a sense, needed to be done for authors and artists to know, you know, where they stand in the opinion of others." And she's like, "You need to understand your time is worth money." And I know that there are people out there that really kind of question that, you know, whether they should pay for certain things. I'm not necessarily mad at that particular radio station saying, you know, it costs. I don't have no idea what station it is and what the charges are. You know, right now I think everybody is trying to figure out their way of, you know, making some money, you know, in doing, you know, what they do in this industry. It's not an easy industry to be a part of. And also, you know, it takes money, you know, to create. You know, Stephen Jerome Ferguson one day posted out how much money he has spent and invested in equipment just for his studio. You know, so when he is purchasing, you know, equipment to use not only for himself now as an artist, as a musician, but now he's producing other artists, you know, that equipment's not cheap. You know, to then what it costs to copyright music, to join the different organizations, whether it's ASCAP or BMI, or, you know, all of these things cost money, so where does that money come from? I had made a decision that at the end of this month, on Tuesday the 31st at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I'm going to do an artist roundtable. And the roundtable is going to be dedicated to the loved ones of the artists, you know, because I know personally some of the families of the artists here in the Pacific Northwest and even beyond. You know, I'm connected with some of the wives or husbands, you know, of the artists, and they make great sacrifices, not only in just time, you know, but again, in money. Money has to go into, you know, an artist being able to be an artist, you know, whether it's, you know, if you're a painter, you've got to buy the canvas and the paint. You know, if you're, you know, a sculptor, you know, you got to buy the clay, or, you know, like I know a glass blower, you know, just the equipment and going into the studio to blow glass. I mean, everything costs money to just us being online to be able to communicate the way that we do in doing blog talk radio or being on Facebook to promote. All of this costs money. None of it's free. So if there's anybody who would like to kind of give me their thoughts on, you know, when is it okay for people to make money off of what it is that they do, I'd love to hear from you. So, you know, we had a great conversation this this past week. I did a show called Flavism on Thursday, and we talked about, you know, personalities. What kind of personality does it take to get out there as an artist to promote themselves? And also, what does an online presence look like when it comes to an artist? And what type of attention do you want when you are an artist? And honestly, I am floored at the number of archive listens. Not sure where they're actually coming from. I wish I had a way of identifying that. I mean, I can tell, like, countries and this and that as far as, you know, listens or locations in the United States. But just kind of curious, you know, as to who's really, really coming back and listening to that particular show. But I have to tell you, there was a great conversation. So if you missed it, I would recommend that you go back and check out the Flavism show that I just did on Thursday. But if anybody wants to chime in and just tell me what your thoughts are in regards to, you know, when and where is it okay to charge, and who are you willing to pay to support who you are and what you're doing. When I changed Flava News and Flava News Radio into a members only, I was charging $1 per month, and that's kind of an introductory rate into supporting, you know, this movement, what I'm trying to do to grow it. And, you know, one person actually asked me what is it that I'm doing with the money. And to be honest with you, it's covering the expenses of the radio station. It's covering the expenses of the internet. It is allowing me to put money aside for better equipment to better support you, and having more capabilities of joining hands with others in doing what it is that I do to support. And it's $1 a month. You know, many of the artists paid a whole year's up, which is a beautiful thing. And it's growing this movement, a vision of what I do in support of who you are. Now that we are into the new year, I did raise it to $5 a month. I still think that's a very reasonable rate. Again, I would not call it payola. Because I'm not charging just for you to be played on the radio station, and I'm not just working with musical talents. I've got authors who have joined the movement. I've got, you know, publicists and promoters who have joined the movement. And, you know, it's also about, you know, being able to create creative ways, even on my website, to show my support and being able to put you out there. And it's just not on Facebook that I'm pumping the different pages and information out to it. It's a variety of social networks and networks, period, that it goes out to on a regular basis, you know. So I try my best to put you guys in front of, you know, others. So somebody just raised their hand, so let me bring them in. Mr. Patrick Domino, how are you, my friend?
Hello, good evening. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I guess, you know, I was on a roll there for a minute. So did you come to save me?
No, I was calling in. And you didn't need saving. You was doing quite well without me.
I was doing quite well. So what did you think about what I was saying, though, Patrick?
I find it very interesting because, you know, when you bring that up of people paying for their music to get played, you know, on certain radio stations, I guess what a lot of independent artists don't realize, especially ones that are new to the game, you know, is why do you think you hear the same songs on FM radio over and over again?
Because
They're the ones that's paying the money to get played. That's why.
Yeah.
It's not because they're popular. It's not because of their record sales. It's because they're paying their radio station to play that music.
Yeah.
And the same thing goes. And if you look at, you know, the price range, you know, it's not even close to the big business as an independent artist of what we, you know, there's quite a few that, you know, you pay either a membership, and if they don't want you to pay a membership, you're going to most likely pay for, it's like a package deal for a number of songs that they play. Like if you wanted to get played, you know, 10 times, you're going to pay a price. If you get paid, played 20 times, you're going to pay more. 30 times, and, you know, so on and so on, just like the big wigs do it, you know. So if you want your song on once an hour, that's what you're going to pay for. you know. But that's just the game itself. And like you said, nothing's free. You know, things have to be paid for, you know. And radio stations aren't going to get paid through advertisement alone.
Well, and it's interesting that I think that, you know, I've used this as an example in other conversations. You know, if there was one of the mainstream artists that says, you know, I'm creating this site and this is all about supporting you, and this, you know, potentially maybe you could be seen in front of some of my connects and this, that, and the other. So, for instance, if it was Quincy Jones, you know, who gets talked about pretty frequently here on my show, or whether it's, you know, Jay-Z. And he says, you know, pay, I want, you know, $500 or $1,000 for you to join this site, you know, where you potentially could be put in front of. You know, I think that there would be people that would not question it, and that there would be artists that would try to come up with that money to be a part of that, not thinking about the fact that Quincy Jones and Jay-Z do not need your money. You know, but you're struggling to get the money together to put into their pockets. So, you know, I know that there are people who even just look at who I am and what I do, and they're like, well, who is she? You know, and who's paying attention to her? You know, and this and that. And, you know, I got you on that. You know, but there are people that are paying attention, you know, and a conversation that we have frequently on this show is you just never know who might be paying attention, who might reach out, who might go buy a CD because they heard it on Flava News. And, you know, it's my way of building onto what it is that I can do, you know, to support artists such as yourself, Patrick, and, you know, so many other artists. And so I'm really confident in my decision in what I'm doing and how I'm going about it. And I'm sure as time goes by, I will continue to tweak it. And as time goes by and I'm able to get better equipment, then of course the possibilities will open up and potential of what I can do to support you guys will, you know, even grow more.
That brings up a whole different subject too. You know, it's a group and family effort. You know, the way you're trying to do it, and that's the way it is. And a lot of artists, I guess they don't think about it. What if someone offered you, say, a spot to broadcast your show through their network, but they wanted to charge you for that spot? You had to pay for that spot. Now, you as a businesswoman would say, okay, it's not a bad price. Now, if I take my members and I add my member fees, and I add it up to this to kind of take away from that price, you know, it's like how many artists would actually see it for what it is, okay? Yes, they're paying more membership, but they're getting play on your show, which is now also being simulcast through a larger network, which means more people listening. So you're getting what you pay for. In a sense, but a lot of people, they only look at the money and they don't see the overall picture of it, and they're saying, well, now you're charging more than you did before, so I don't think I want anything to do with this. But they're not looking at what they're actually paying for. You know, and it's not just a one-on-one like between you and your members. You know, it's you, the other broadcasters, and everybody else that we don't see that are connected to you, and that's what they need to understand.
And that, you brought up a good point, you know, Patrick. I know that you and I have had some sidebar conversations or whatever, you know, but as my popularity grows and as people of the industry grow to like me and respect me, I do have some really, really great connections that I can call on and that I can network with and I can work on projects with. And, you know, and it is about, you know, knowing which artist fits into the look and genre of those particular connections as to, you know, where I could go with what it is, you know, that I do through that. And as, you know, we go into 2012, you know, I'm thrilled with, you know, some of the capabilities and opportunities that are being presented to me and how I can do this better. But, I mean, I was just kind of interested in watching, you know, some people, on Facebook. And, you know, I know that one of the biggest things that I hear about and I read about is the fact that, you know, artists feel in that they're not supported.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I want to say, hey, but you know what, I'm waving my leopard pom-pom over there or over here or, you know, wherever, you know, and it's like I'm showing support.
But they need to realize they're not the only ones that are there. You know, they're only one out of thousands that are being supported. So if they don't
mm-hmm.
hear their name every day, they feel like they're not being supported.
Right.
You know, and at
so
the same
just,
time, what are they doing to support themselves?
Mm-hmm.
You
well,
know, advertise
I,
yourself
yeah.
also.
And I think that, you know, you need to have a team. You need to have somebody that you know can help you. Now, I'm not going to just help and support just anyone. I mean, I have turned down some artists and not allowed them to join the movement just because the quality of the work is not there. And it's not something that I would play on the show. And I'll be honest, there's a few artists that are still trying. And I actually respect that, you know, that they're still in the studio and this and that and will send me, well, what do you think of this? You know, is this something that you would play? And this and that. So, you know, I know that whomever I do, allowed to become a part of the movement, it's something that I'm okay with my name being associated with. And I think that's something else that you need to think about too, is the people that you are affiliated with and you're connected to, are you okay, you know, with them, you know, promoting your product, or are you okay with, you know, having your names tied to each other? Because I think associations too, you know, also play a factor in, you know, where you may go, you know, in this industry. You know, the smart ones, they're paying attention and they're not letting you know, and they're paying attention to who you're paying attention to, or they're paying attention to who's paying attention to you. And so, you know, it's an interesting cycle, you know, being in this industry and trying to figure it all out. You know, there are people who just think about, okay, their homies are posting, you know, for them. And honestly, did your homies even buy your album or your book?
Mm-hmm.
Or did you give it to them free? You know, so, you know, I think that I know that when I ended 2011 that I wanted to go in smarter to 2012. And I know I, for myself, Patrick, and everybody else who's listening, I really paid attention to other people and what kind of moves they were making,
mm-hmm.
you know, what kind of events they were participating in to, you know, who had albums out, how did those albums sound, you know, who's helping to promote them, you know, just kind of different things. And you know, it's a beautiful thing right now, at least for me, is I've got some people, you know, on the East Coast that are really pushing me and what I do and showing much love and respect. And I've gained some, you know, followers and listenerships and more artists because of that. So, you know, you just never know. It's just like I've talked about the fact that I'm doing a tour with Monica Monet out here in the Pacific Northwest into Canada. And with the success of that particular tour will allow me to open up the door to be able to do that for other artists too. It will also help open up the door for the Flava Fest that I hope to do here in the future. You know, so, you know, making some of the moves that I'm making is there's multiple purposes, you know, of why I'm doing what I'm doing and how I'm doing what I'm doing and who I'm connecting with and the venues that I'm working with and this and that, you know. So there's so much thought, you know, and planning going into it that I don't necessarily talk about You know, but this isn't something that's being done on a whim, you know, and the bottom line when it comes to, you know, everything, you know, it costs money, you know, to do that. So, I don't know. It's interesting. I feel very, very blessed, you know, with the artists that have come on board. Just even in the matter of, like, this past, you know, the past 24 hours, there have been three other artists or managers who've reached out to me, you know, in regards to, you know, coming on the show, having their music played and coming on as a feature, you know. So we'll just see if they join the movement.
I love the new music. I love the new music that's coming through you. I can't wait for the leopard carpet, you know. I can't wait to hear that and experience that coming up.
I'm looking forward to it, too, because these are new artists that I've not had conversations with. And, you know, and they're more veteran artists, you know, that have had bigger opportunities than some of the artists that I know. You know, they have been on stage, they have acted, they have traveled the world to perform. And so I'm really excited to just hear their stories and see what kind of information they're willing to share as to how they were able to open up those doors, you know, and have those type of experiences.
Exactly.
You know, and all of that. So, you know, usually I'm pretty good at, you know, making people comfortable what they will share, you know, and I hope that they will, you know, because I think that's something important. You know, I think to be willing to share information and tidbits and, you know, give some advice as to, you know, how to go about this and maneuver or whatever, you know, it opens up the doors for us to say, huh, you know what, let me try that too, you know, or whatever. I pay attention. Patrick, I pay attention to conversations.
It's a lot different when you get inside information of the industry versus advertised information.
Right.
You know, because it's a whole different game, you know, when you're there. You know, they can make it look one way to the audience or to those observing, but when you're in the middle of it, I'm pretty sure it's not that glamorous, you know, all the time.
Sure. Sure. I'll...
A lot of them forget, and, you know, I know a lot of times we come down hard on the young people, but it's just a fact. A lot of the young ones, they think that's what it is. They
right.
seem to forget it is a job. Yes.
It is. There's so much more than just being a creative soul.
You know, and, yeah, being on stage and all that, it's great. It feels great, but it's a job. You have to do your job, you know. It's just like if you was doing construction work. If you don't do it right, they're going to find somebody that does. It's the same thing. You know,
exactly.
You can hit the stage night after night, but if you're not doing it right or you're not producing the type of music that they want, they'll find somebody that does. It's a job.
Well, it is a job, and it takes planning, you know, to really, you know, be successful at it. I know I've told this story before on other shows that I've done, but, you know, from the first event that I did in 2004, a jazz event, you know, there was four of us that put on that particular event. And there was so much detail and planning that went into it that it taught me when I did my first hip-hop event here in Seattle that exactly what I needed to stay sane. And so, I mean, I had it typed out, who was going to be involved, you know, to what type of money needed to be made at the door so that each artist would walk away making money, to what equipment was needed, down to, you know, power strips and extension cords, how many mics that were needed, who was going to work the sound booth, who was going to work the lighting system, who was going to be at the door, who was going to be security. I mean, it was, like, so detailed out, but it gave me peace of mind and allowed me to be able to delegate, you know, to who was, you know, involved in this event, that it went pretty smoothly.
Yeah.
And all. So, I mean, everything does, you know, needs a plan of action. And you have to have some form of team to, you know, to implement, you know, the plan of action. You know, so there's so much more to it, as you said, Patrick, than the creative side of it. So, you know, I think about that. And, you know, what type of money does it take? You know, who do you think that you are willing to pay to help make your world work? And, you know, this, that, and the other. There is somebody else who's raised their hand, Patrick, so let me bring them in.
Okay.
All right, Miss Eternally Blaze, welcome to Flavor Coffee House.
Good evening, good evening. How are you? Hi, Patrick.
Hello, Miss Blaze. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Good, good.
So what are your thoughts, Blaze, about what, you know, Patrick and I are talking about?
Well, I have to first say that I am so new to this that it's, you know, I really shouldn't have even put my hand up. But I did realize, as much as I grew up loving to sing, I sang on the choir before I could really walk and talk at church. But now I'm into writing songs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you're trying to match your words to the melody or to the beat that has already been laid out in front of you, it's not as easy as it was when I used to be on my grandmother's back porch with my brush and my sweater over my head, you know, for my long hair, and I was just out there belting them out, you know, so to speak, and doing my thing. But as you were saying, when you get into this for real, it is a job, and it does take all your efforts and, you know, concentration and dedication to put it down if you want to have a quality work. You know what I mean? So it's not as serious as just because you can get with the guys on the street corner and do wop and or either spit some verses. And, you know, hey, I'm a millionaire. I'm just going to be the biggest thing out there. It does entail a lot of work, a lot of planning, a lot of strategy, and a lot of dedication.
Right, right. And you know, as you were talking, Blaze, it made me really think about this. You know, as I talk about all the equipment that, you know, Stephen has purchased to, you know, even what Patrick has purchased to, you know, create his studio, you know, and just even, you know, for you and I, Blaze, for the equipment that we use to get online or, you know, cell phones and this and that to make this world work as an artist. You know, going back to, you know, the reality that it makes, you know, it takes money to make all of this, you know, become a reality in many, many ways. I feel very badly because I still have this opportunity to get on three other radio stations and host shows or even take the shows that I do from here or however I choose to do it. I have the opportunity to be heard on three other radio stations for sure. Potentially five other radio stations, but three that I've committed to. And because I do not have the computer system that I need to do it, I've had to delay that. And luckily the stations, you know, understand and are willing, you know, to wait for me to get to the point where I can get the computer system that I need to be able to do the shows on their stations, because it's very, very different than Blog Talk Radio. You know, but just even in that, you know, being able to build up the savings to have enough money to purchase the equipment so that I can service you guys better, you know, and put you in front of other, you know, other audiences, listenerships and potential fans and consumers, you know, I've had to delay that. And, you know, at what point and who's responsible for funding that? You know what I mean? It's frustrating. You know, because if I had the money, you know, we wouldn't even have this conversation. The equipment would have been, you know, purchased. I'd be up and running doing the other shows, you know, but I am, you know, in a sense, you know, like a struggling artist, you know, in trying to figure out how to make life work and how to, you know, grow this Because, I mean, God is obviously opening the doors, right? Because people are reaching out to me and say, hey, come join us over here. You know, but this is what you need, you know, to join us. Is they're not asking for money. You know, mm-hmm. some of the stations I potentially could get paid from, and also the artists could get paid from. You know, but what I need is the equipment, you know. So it's like, you know, where do you even go there? You know, there were points when I said, ooh, man, maybe I shouldn't be doing this, right? Because I don't have the capability, like just out of nowhere to go and purchase the equipment. But then I had to turn around and say, you know what? God has provided me with what I have. And I can still make moves with what I have until I can do better, you know. And so this is something really interesting to be a part of, you know.
Well, it'll be provided, you know.
I'm sorry. It's unfortunate that I'm all the way up here, you know, because if I was anywhere near you, girl, we'd be having a fish fry, a chicken dinner sale. We'd be out there washing cars or something to make that money. You know what I mean? Because we just have to stimulate the people, and asking for a fee for playing the music or getting that support. I mean, all these clubs have a membership fee, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what difference is if I'm putting out this music and you're helping me to get it out there, why shouldn't I pay you a fee?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the better question. Why not?
Right.
Not why, but why not? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't go to the movie theater for free. If you want to see that movie, you have to pay the price. If I go in the supermarket, I can look at anything I want in there. I can put anything I want in that shopping cart, but you can bet a fat man box of donuts and a glass of milk. I'm not walking out unless I pay.
Right.
So...
Well, you know, I was watching TV and a commercial came on for the Susan G. Coleman walk-a-thon. Mm-hmm. Is it like a three-day walk-a-thon or something?
Right.
And, you know, they said, if you sign up today, we will waive $50 of your joining fee. And I thought, mm-hmm. how interesting is that, you know, you pay to go walk for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on top of, you know, getting donations to sponsor you for the walk, right?
Yes.
But people are doing it, and they're not even questioning it. That, you know, and I, you know, shoot, I have a sister who's a breast cancer survivor, you know, so totally get it, you know.
Right.
I've done the AIDS walk-a-thons and all of that, but, you know, we didn't have to pay to join the AIDS walk-a-thon. We just raised money, you know. But I thought that was so interesting to me to hear that, you know, you would pay to join to do a walk for 3 days, you know. So, I mean, there's so many things that you do pay, you know. I mean, I don't even know if people really think about, okay, let's talk about church. It costs money to have the building. It costs money to turn on the lights in the church or turn on the heat. It costs money for the pews, for the hymnals, to, you know, the Bibles, you know, for Sunday school supplies, you know, and this and that and the other, and or for the organ, for the microphones, for the pulpit.
All the way down to the cleaning supplies.
Right, you know, so it costs money, you know, to even, you know, run a church. And I know we joke about it sometimes about, you know, the building fund, right? The church keeps, you know, asking for the building fund, and then you don't see nothing change within the church, you know.
Right.
You know, but there are people who dig into their pockets to give at church and tithe and this and that while their preacher is driving a Mercedes. You know, or an Escalade or whatever it is, and they're taking the bus. You know, so it's just kind of interesting who and how and why, you know, you show support. So I know I kind of just got off on a rant, but I was kind of thinking about these things that I was seeing posting on Facebook and how did it really make me feel. And, you know, and I've been accused of payola, you know. I'm like, are you serious? A dollar? Payola, huh? Yeah. Okay.
You just have to say to yourself, what I'm doing is worth it.
Yeah.
Now, is everybody going to agree with you? No.
Mm-mm.
But you know it.
Yeah.
You know from in your heart that everything you're doing is for the people, by the people, and you give back to the people. So you stand mm-hmm. and you say, I need X, Y, and Z. Who's on board? Now, they're going to mumble, they're going to grumble, but they're going to come on board. But if you're sitting there and you're like, well, like the dollars, you know, I need it, but I don't know. No, sweetie, you are worth more than a dollar.
Oh,
you're
I am.
Not just you. I mean what you're doing.
Yeah.
What you're doing for others is worth more because we know that you're much
exactly.
more than that.
And I do recognize the fact that what I'm doing and what I'm putting out, because this is, it's my passion. I love doing what I do, you know, and you listen to Oprah and you listen to other people and it's like, you can make money from what you're passionate about, right?
Right.
And I believe that too. Just like you guys are artists, I believe that you can make money from what it is that you do to create for us and our enjoyment, you know, or our, you know, I think, you know, I seriously believe that we need art to survive. I just really do. As I think about it more and more, you know, just even sitting here in the office where I work, just how this is all set up. I mean, there was a design to it. There was a creativity to it. You know,
right.
the colors that are, the walls were painted with, the pictures and the you know, schematics of how the wall and the desk is all set up. You know, so, you know, there's a need to it. So, no, I trust and believe, I know that I deserve more than even a dollar. I went with a dollar just because... I thought, who could say no to a dollar?
Yeah, but
you know,
if it was just for that, you wouldn't screen your membership. You would
right.
take anybody and everybody if that was the
exactly.
case.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And not anybody can get up in here. But the thing is that I do believe that I've also proven how hard I'm willing to work for you guys, even for a dollar. You
right.
know, whether it's, you know, putting you on the website and pumping you out to different, you know, networks and getting creative as to who I'm putting, you know, you in front of. And, you know, doing the radio shows and the people that are, you know, the listenership is growing and growing, you know, in just months, times, to the number of hits that, to my website. I mean, the number of hits I've got, mm-hmm. you know, over half the amount of hits to my website in just 14 days that I had last month for the whole month.
You've also proven that artistry is not dead. You know, artistry is not what you hear on FM radio every day.
Mm-hmm.
There are real artists that are out there creating. And they found you because of what you do. Because they want somebody with the same quality that they put into their work
right.
that they want to work with. And that's how they found you. And they're just yeah. as happy as you are because they found someone that they can trust. They found someone that has the same passion. And that's not just putting out garbage for a dollar.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, you know, I appreciate what you just said, Patrick, and it's not something, an angle that I had ever thought of before. But, it, you know, I do think that, you know, when you think about getting on board with somebody, it's something that you should feel good about being on board with. You know, whether it be Flava News, whether it, you know, be We Are Greater Than I, whatever, you know, association or organization that you come on board with, you know, you need to know that you're okay with, you know, associating your name and your artistry with that group. And I do think that there are people who definitely recognize the fact that, you know, I will do the work and I'm very, very passionate about what it is that I do. On top of the fact that, you know, there are people that are paying attention. And, you know, I say this all the time. They would not be paying attention to me if I was dealing with some, you know, boo-boo artist. You know, they wouldn't. I might be considered a joke out there on Blog Talk Radio or out there on the internet. Oh, Flav, she just play anybody, ha, 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 ha. You know, but that's not the case. Some of these publicists that are working with the larger artists that are going to be stepping on the leopard carpet, you know, managers, would not be reaching out to me and wanting me to support their artists if they didn't think that I was quality and that they were willing to put their artists and their name in association with Flava News and Lady Flava. You know, so it's just, it just, you know, I appreciate you guys indulging me on this conversation just because I think it's interesting. I really, really think it's interesting. I think maybe once upon a time I would have said, you know what, to get your music played on an internet radio show, but you know what, internet radio show is really, it is growing, you know, the capabilities. You know, some of the internet radio stations you can listen to on your iPads and your iPhones. And, I mean, KLSL Liquid Soul is one of those stations. You know, KLSL Liquid Soul, you can get paid as an artist if you're registered. You know, you can get paid royalties. You know, so it's like the capabilities of what we can do on online radio stations is just phenomenal. And have much more control than, you know, when you go to the AM and FM radio stations. So, but I still think that we're looked at as the stepchild. You know what I mean? Because everybody wants to get on an FM station. That's the goal and the dream. Even if it's one time that they get heard, their goal is to be heard on, you know, a mainstream radio station.
That's true.
So it's just about, you know, I Blaze and Patrick and everybody, listen, I believe in what I've created. And I believe it to the point that I really believe that God designed this. You know, because what I'm doing came easy. You know, it's not something that I had to work hard for. It's not something I had to fight for. It's, in a sense, it fell into my lap and it just happened. You know, when I started this artist cheerleader thing, I didn't think I would turn this into a business. I didn't think I would become a professional book reviewer, or, you know, that I would be able to create something that people around the world would pay attention to. That's why I know it's of God.
Yeah.
You know? And it feels good. It doesn't... It's not easy. When I say it feels good, it's just because every day I wake up thinking about it. Every night I go to sleep, I think about it. You know, I dream about it when I'm eating.
But like you said, it came easy and this and that, and it just fell in your lap. The truth of it is it just feels that way because you have a passion and a love for it.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why it feels like that.
Right.
If it was something you was just trying to create that you didn't have a passion for, that would be the hardest thing in the world to create. But since you have that passion, it feels like it just fell in your lap because you it doesn't feel like work to you.
Right. No, it doesn't. And I get frustrated. Don't get me wrong. I get frustrated.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've had some bad connections with some people in the creative community that, you know, it's like, you know, but there's more good to what I do and who I'm connected to than there is the bad. And that's just, you know, that's just a fact. And so, you know, just wait till I get this new computer system and just to have better, you know, capabilities, what my newsletter could look like and you know, what my radio show could sound like. Because once I go KLSL and the other stations, you guys are going to be heard in stereo. You know, it's just going to be crisp. I will always do Blog Talk Radio, and I'm going to tell you why. This right here, I'm not going to be able to do that on the other stations. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It all the other shows are pre-recorded. Did you know how many radio stations pre-record their shows? I did not know that. I didn't know, like, our jazz station here in Seattle before it shut down. I didn't know some of it was pre-recorded. You know,
I think a lot of them, for the most part, the only part that's not pre-recorded, I believe, are the morning shows.
Right, that kind
of
have like the talk. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I didn't know that. That's, you know, how naive I was to what really was being done on mainstream radio. It's like when you hear those songs being played over and over, it's almost like pre-recorded, unless, you know, there's a DJ that is popping in and out, you know, amongst, you know, some of the tracks or whatever. And so the other shows are going to be very polished. You know, my voice is going to be pre-recorded and you know, just sounding crisp and this and that to this right here. This is me. Flava News Radio,
yeah.
This is so me. This is like I can throw up a show when I want to, you know, and talk about what I want to and open up the phone lines for you guys to call in and participate. You know, this is just like, this is so me, you know, and I think I will always do, you know. I just really can't see me not doing Flava News Radio, you know, and, you know, being able to have opportunities like this to just have conversation, you know. I'll play music if nobody wants to talk to me, but certain shows, I really dig, you know, you guys calling in and having conversations, because clearly I want to talk about something, right?
Yeah. there's a lot of topics to touch on, you know, that others, I guess you can say, that are hush-hush on the mainstream, you know, that
yeah.
we can tackle.
<It's>
or even just, you know, even just small topics amongst the artists. You know, that
yeah.
people don't really think about, you know, things that we go through, you know. And that
yes.
includes you, Flava. You part of the artistry, too, you know. Like you said, a frustration of getting your computer. You know, we go through that, too. Like, frustration of, you know, having a creative block. You know, musicians go through that. Or wanting a new piece of equipment that we can't afford, you know.
Right.
You know, it's just, you know, it's a part of our life, you know.
A part of the struggle.
Well, and I think it's a beautiful thing where somebody like Blaze, who's new to it, you know, and she's not versed in all of the ins and outs of, you know, what needs to be done as an artist. You know, that, you know, hopefully, you know, eternally Blaze feels comfortable and, you know, enough to say, you know what, Patrick, what does that really mean? You know, what is it that you said I need to do? You know,
mm-hmm.
or whatever, you know, or she can ask questions or she can learn something new as she, you know, listens to these shows and calls in. You know, because to me, it's not about how seasoned you are as an artist to call into the show, you know, because I don't have a problem saying I don't understand something.
Well, no, and it's always better to have somebody you can ask about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, I will have to say that I wish I had an in-person tutor on some things, because if I had an in-person tutor, I could probably do some better things, too, with what I do have, you know. But I'll be honest, I'm kind of funny about who I let into my personal space.
Yeah.
So it's not like I want everybody out there on Earth to know where Lady Flava lives, you know, and all of that, you know. So I sit here and just kind of try to fake the funk behind the scenes until I just get to that point. Somebody comes along and I say, can you come over here and show me how to do Photoshop a little better? Or can you show me how to open up the Adobe Audition so I can figure out how I can record my voice? It's really sad because, you know, I have the capability on my computer to do it, right? I just don't know how to do it.
Yeah. Go to one of those. Don't they, some places have free computer seminars.
Yeah.
Like at the libraries and stuff.
I guess I could try to look that up, too, and see if there's, and I do think that maybe, you know, at some point, I will definitely step outside of my box and take some class on Photoshop and, you know, Adobe Audition or something, so that I can do some of this stuff on my own. you know, otherwise it's like, you know, balancing being grandma and Lady Flava can be challenging sometimes, you know.
Because I know here they have that, I think it's like 2 hours, you know,
mm-hmm.
like for each one, and it's free at all the library locations. Yeah.
Okay. I'll look and see if we've got something like that here, because
yeah.
that would be cool. And I just need to, you know, step outside of my comfort zone and just do stuff like that, which I plan on doing this year. You know, it's really funny because we're only 14 days into 2012, and I just think it's great. I think this year so far is starting out just absolutely great, you know, exciting, and, you know, so many, you know, possibilities of what it is that I can do, you know, and where I can go with what I'm doing with Flava News, you know, to the point of, you know, just like, you know, you, Patrick, getting in the studio and creating new music and, you know, Blaze with her exciting, you know, pieces coming out in 2012. So, I just, man, I'm holding, there's, I'll be honest,
you're going to have a lot of new music coming out 2012 for you. I think everybody's working on an album right now.
There are a lot of people working on an album or new music, and I'm excited, you know, and I do hope they send it my way and this and that, you know, and I need to get up, you know, I need to just get up and figure this studio thing out too, in regards to, you know, recording myself, you know, so you, Patrick, and Stephen, you know, can put music to my pieces. And so, yeah, I need to do that. That's something I have not been good at committing, and it's sad because the studio is just, you know, what, 4 blocks from where I live. So I need to do it, and I will.
Well, until you get to the studio, why don't you use the Audacity? I mean, it's within the computer. And that's the one I use.
You use Audacity. I saw Stephen post something about Audacity, and I guess I could look that up. I just need to see. The problem is with the computer that I have is really limited in what it can handle. And the speed is very, very slow. And so I've got Adobe Audition on there right now, which is taking up a lot of memory and stuff. So, you know, but I might look into Audacity and see, you know, how that might, if I would be able to upload it to what I'm working with. I try, Blaze, not to upload too much because I do not want it to crash, you know, because I went without it for a long time. And luckily, I was able to resolve part of the problem by getting a new monitor, because the monitor I had before just totally went black.
Wow.
So now that I have a new monitor, but there are even still things I cannot do on that particular computer because it runs way too slow. And it's just too old. It's a 2004. It's two 2004s put together, you know, so... yeah, but I will look into it, and maybe I can figure that out, because, you know,
yeah.
Some people think I'm real savvy when it comes to the computer, and they just really don't know how, you know, challenged I am. But, you know, I believe in faking the funk sometimes. I do. I believe in faking the funk. It's kind of like somebody getting up on the stage and forgetting the words to their own song, but they keep it going, and people don't know that they messed up, you know?
That's it, you know?
So.
You just fake it until you make it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I believe in faking the funk in some ways, you know, in life. And then other ways, you know what, you just got to keep it real, you know. But, you know, I love doing these shows. I love it when you guys call in and have conversations with me. I hope the people that listen to the shows enjoy the conversations. I will say again, though, that the show on Thursday, the Flavism show, I have gotten a lot of really good feedback from that particular show. That was a good one, huh, Blaze?
Yes, it was. It was very informative. We got a lot of information covered. A lot of personal opinions were revealed. I definitely enjoyed it. I was glad to be a part. You know,
yeah,
I was glad to be a part of that show.
That was a good one. And, you know, I guess, you know, even though I may have a particular subject when I do certain shows that I want to talk about, I just never really know what direction it's going to go. And I think that's so exciting to me, is not necessarily knowing. And, you know, I'm really okay with playing music and talking. You know, I've gotten pretty good at it 2 years into it, you know. So
right.
I can sit here and have a conversation with myself and play music. And sometimes that's what happens on, you know, Flavor Coffee House or some of the other shows, that, you know, I open up conversations, you know, the lines for conversations or promoting. I do think it's interesting, though, with people wanting to have ways to promote themselves, how many do not take me up on calling into the show and promoting themselves. So before we run out of time here, we've got, what, like 15 minutes left or so. Why do you think people won't call in and take me up on promoting themselves on this show?
Maybe they feel like, I don't know if they're shy about it, or maybe they think it has to be something extravagant that they need to advertise, you know, instead of just advertising that they're working on something. Maybe they think they need to do like a full commercial advertisement.
Do you have any thoughts on that, Blaze?
Well, I believe that, well, you know me, I'm just a girl from next door, and I'm going to keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever I have, I'm just going to shoot from the hip and tell
mm-hmm.
you this is what it is, you know, and
mm-hmm.
hopefully and understand me and accept it and appreciate it for exactly that, what it is.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, they get, I guess you could call it butterflies, you know, and
okay.
they're like, well, I don't have it set up right. I need to put it in this perspective. I need to, you know, show the demographics and, you know, so on and so forth before
mm-hmm.
you just put it out there. This is a product. We're all just human beings, just regular folk, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I have some cookies and with a cold glass of milk, these warm cookies are just going to do you good. That's it. That's all. And
right.
some folks are going to like it. If they like warm cookies, then they're going to buy. You know what
right.
I mean? But some people, they get apprehensive when it comes to talking or projecting themselves or just putting, you know, bringing their wares to the marketplace. So, but if you just be real, people can recognize real. They understand real. They embrace real, you know? So if you just try to do that, then the rest of it is easy. And if they understood that, then they would
right.
come on and call and talk and do whatever they got to do, because it's easy over here. Y'all
well,
listeners, you just got to realize that it's easy. Call. She's the girl
yeah.
next door.
Well, exactly. You know, when I first started doing the shows, you know, I wasn't really sure what I would even say, period, you know, 2 years ago on the air. And,
right.
you know, I know that I used to say, and, you know, and things like that a lot. But now, you know, it's gotten easier for me to talk. So I totally get, you know, just really not necessarily being comfortable about talking about yourself. And I think that we've been raised in many ways to not talk about ourselves. It's better to be more interested in others. But I think that when you are an artist and you have something to sell, you know, or if you've got something to promote, this is the best place to start. You know, because then maybe other opportunities to come on as a featured guest where the whole hour or 2 hours is dedicated to you, or other opportunities, you know, you may get more comfortable to call into other radio shows and talk about who you are and what you do. This is a great place to just get your feet wet. And so do you think that there is a better way that I can promote this particular show to make it more friendly to artists to be comfortable to call in and tell us about who they are and what they do?
Well, see, I don't think it's about you. I think it's more about them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I agree with her.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying I agree with you on that.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I think it's more about them. You know, they have to get to this point. I can invite you to my house as many times as it's necessary, but until you feel comfortable enough to actually to want to come by and visit with me, that's when you'll come. You know what I mean?
Right.
Some people wait until they see the next guy. When they get on board and they get a ticket to ride, then they go, oh, I can do that too. You know what I mean? So sometimes it's a copycat syndrome. Sometimes it's like, well, let them go first and let me see what happens. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah. Right.
It's all on the individual. It's all on the individual. But, you know, if I could speak for the regular artists out here, that Flavor is, she's sweet. The person that you hear over the radio is sweet and kind and genuine and real. So there's nothing to be nervous about. If this is what you are passionate about, if this is where you live in your own being in the music as an artist, then this is where you need to be to project that to others so that they can see you, hear you, and feel you. You're not going to make a sale hiding behind the corner in the dark. You have to step into the light. So don't be afraid of the light, Carolette. Come on over. It's
That's what I was thinking, too. You know, like I said, just call in and talk. You don't have to necessarily have something on your mind to call in. Just call in and jump in, you know. And like you said, let people know who you are. And the more you call, the more people will know who you are. They'll recognize your voice before you even introduce.
Exactly.
You know, they'll know what you're all about. They'll know what style of music you play. They'll know pretty much, you know, your whole genre as far as your music and everything goes, you know. And, you know, they'll just get to the point to where you just enjoy calling in.
Yeah.
You know, you're calling in, talking with family. You're talking, you know, about things that matter to us, you know.
And the thing is that, you know, it's being heard around the world. You know,
exactly.
It is a conversation. And, you know, I'm learning, you know, more and more that what you may be feeling in Texas and in you know, South Carolina, they're feeling the same way over in Africa and London. You know, so you're not alone. I'm learning that definitely what artists go through is universal. It is not isolated. And so you're sharing, you know, with others. But the other thing, too, is if you do have a product and I have your music, you know, or I know about your art, I'll help you talk about who you are and what you do. So if you kind of stumble a little bit, but I know something about you, I will help you, you know, figure out how, you know, what to say. The other thing is that, you know, if I do have your music or I have read your book or something like that, somebody over in Africa might say, you know what, I like that. Where can I find it at? You know, somebody in Singapore might say, ooh, you know, I need to get some of that Eternally Blaze, you know. You know what, you know, you just don't know. You don't know. And this is where, you know, you can sit here and post all day on Facebook or MySpace or wherever you are, LinkedIn, Black Planet, you know, tagged, you know, wherever you are online. But I think that Patrick's right and Blaze is right that if, you know, if we get the opportunity to hear your voice, we get to know your voice. And that's another thing that kind of makes that personal connection with the listener is when we hear who you are. Because we can feel whether you're passionate about it or not, about what you do.
That's, you know, I guess in some aspects that's another thing that'll come out is, it will show who you are. And maybe that's why some people don't call in. They don't want you to know who they really are.
Good point.
It could be the opposite.
Wow.
You know, maybe they want to be a rock star, but if they call in, you know, they just don't have it. You know,
interesting point. That's a good one. I hadn't thought about that, but you know what? When you're online, you're right. I mean, you can create any kind of image and have all the confidence in the world, you know, being online. You could throw up somebody else's picture for all we know. Now, I really might not like leopard print, and I might not have silver hair, you know, but I do like leopard
like I said,
print.
But you're,
I do
you
have
know,
silver.
One thing that's great about your show is it is wide open. It's not closed
right.
off to anybody for any reason. It's wide open.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, call in and just jump in.
Exactly. Get your feet wet. Feel at home. Kick off your shoes, all that good stuff.
Exactly, and I think
like Attorney Blaze said, get them butterflies out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do. I think this is a great place to do it, you know, to get your feet wet in talking about who you are and what you do. Even if you don't have, you know, a product coming out this year, but you are writing or you are a musician or a singer, you know, let us know that so we can pay attention so that when you do have a project or you are going to be performing somewhere, you know, we can let people know. You know, on my website I have a calendar page, and I'm so proud of myself. I've got all the radio shows up for the month of January on that particular page with the direct links to each show. So go over there. You can stay updated on what shows I've got going on. But I will also put up a flyer for any of the members of the Flava News movement, you know, no matter where they are in the world. You know, the one thing that I definitely learned when I first started doing this and I was, like, really pushing things happening in Seattle, people on the East Coast really thought Seattle had it going on just because of how I was pushing different events, right? And they're like, Flav, we got to save up the money to come to Seattle. You guys got it going on. I'm like, okay, come on. You know, but I think that's a good look. You know what I mean? So even if Blaze is in New York, if Blaze was going to go to, Ashford and Simpson Sugar Bar to perform, and I put it out in Seattle, you know, they may pay attention. Oh, the Eternally Blaze, you know, I saw Flav posted that she was performing at, you know, the Ashford and Simpson Sugar Bar, or the Mocha Lounge, you know. So then, you know, Patrick Domino might be, you know, jamming with Black Eyes out there in Ohio someplace, you know.
Right.
And we post that out there so that when all of you guys come to Seattle for the Flava Fest, they would have already heard about you and known that you're out there performing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's just a good look. It just, when I post up these flyers for people anywhere in the world, that just is saying, you know what, this artist is doing something.
Exactly. Yeah. And
you know,
if you people, I'm sorry, if you guys out there listening, you want that same feeling, that love connection, and Flav is sending you love by putting your work out there so everybody can know about it, make that connection. Call in. Go to her pages. She's got web pages all over. Go to her pages, get connected, and then she can connect with you with all the other listeners out there. So if you don't get it, if you don't make it as that star and fulfill that dream, it's nobody's fault but yours, because she's right here waiting just for you.
I think, Blaze, I think you need to record that.
And I, you know, and to my knowledge, she's the only one doing it. And I've said it before, others advertise it, but that's not what they actually do. And to my knowledge, Lady Flava is the only one that is working for the underground artists.
I think that there are other people in their own way, you know, Patrick doing their things. I mean, there's definitely shows out there that are geared towards, you know, underground independent artists. There are different people that have created websites and Ning pages and this and that, you know, but I'll be honest with you, too. I work very hard, you know, to help spread the word. And I don't see a whole lot of people who are not artists helping to spread the word about other artists. So,
I think,
know,
I don't know, but like in the media, I think it comes down to they don't want to do the homework, or they don't want to use their own judgment.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they want you to already have a following and be popular and be selling CDs and have festival shows booked up. To them, you're just getting started because you're not at the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
But to a lot of artists, if you reach that point, you're happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but to them, a starving artist is, okay, you're opening up for somebody, you're selling CDs, you're traveling, but you hadn't made it to the Grammys yet. That's their idea of a,
right,
a starving artist, you know. It's like, no, they're not starving anymore. To an artist's point of view, they're not starving anymore.
Right.
They're doing good. They're enjoying themselves. They're doing what
they
love
to
do.
I, you know,
that's
I've
why,
had the opportunity.
That's why I say you're the only one that's doing what you say you do.
Right.
Because we're just starting, trying to make a name for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you put us out there for people to hear.
Right.
You give us the opportunity to put ourselves out there. And these other stations that advertise it, they wouldn't give us the time of the day because we don't have the background that they want us to have or the following they want us to have. We don't have the numbers that they want us to have. So they would not give us the time of day. It doesn't matter what our music sounds like. They're not even going to listen to our music. They're going to look at numbers first.
Sure, I understand. That's a good point, Patrick. You're right. I think that everybody needs to start somewhere, right? You just do.
Exactly.
Until you can get to a different point and of recognition and to have those numbers and this and that. You know, I mean, it's even 2 years ago, you know, I could have had opportunities to step up to some bigger forums if I had the money. You know, I was invited by Terry Bello himself to join the International Soul Summit out in Atlanta and be on a panel, you know, out there. You know, because I was on, I was featured as a panelist on a show that he was also featured on. That he, from that experience of being on the same show with me, invited me to go, you know, to be a part of that. And that's a bigger deal. You know, mm-hmm. to then, you know, being, I've been asked 2 years in a row to go to Philadelphia, you know, and be involved with, you know, Big Triggers, Poetry and Jazz, you know, show in October. You know, so it's like, if I had the money, I could go actually fly places and represent, you know, the artists that are a part of the movement. You know, my whole dream is that, you know, at some point I will be able to travel. I will be able to keep, you know, create these like videos of where I'm going and events that I'm participating in, to doing my radio shows from any place and point around the world, to, you know, being able to have, you know, ways of promoting you guys, you know, whether it's with physically having product to get out there or whether it's having business cards and flyers, you know, to get out there. You know, as you know, I'm connected to some people in the film industry, and I'm always telling them, you know, if you need music, I've got artists.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, even one of my author friend's book is being reviewed by a movie director right now to potentially turn into a film. You know, so, I mean, you just don't know. And that's what I want to do, is I want to be able to just find these different ways, whether it's over the radio, whether it's, you know, in person and participating in some of these events. I mean, I want to go down to South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, and experience that. I'd love to go, you know, to the, what is it called, the NAMM or whatever down in California. Where the people of the industry that and the equipment and everything that comes, you know, has to do with the music industry, you know, congregate and shows are taking place. You know, so I would like to be able to travel, you know, and go to some of these conferences and learn more and expand, you know, my connections and, but again, all of that takes money, and, being able to be in the right place at the right time. But I do have connections. So if I could just have the money to get to those places, it would grow who I am and what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And my dream would be, I've got all kinds of dreams, don't I, from the building I want to create for artists to, I would love to create a Flava Awards type something where,
yeah.
Artists are recognized for their talents. I think the thing, though, with that is I'd really want a contest. Is it called a contest? I don't know. A form of recognition that is based off of talent and the work that the artist has put in versus the hype and the popularity.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's too many things taking place that are they're based off of who can get how many people to go vote for them
mm-hmm.
versus people recognizing the actual talents.
Yeah.
So I would want to try to figure out how to do something around that where peers and fans are recognizing the talents of, the real talents out there and stuff. But anyway, I got big dreams. Just like you guys have dreams of being recognized and who you are and what you're doing, I got big dreams, too, of what I could do with Flava News and being able to grow this and take you guys out further. Than what we're doing right now and
within
your own. That's
why we're going to make it as a family. That's why we're going to make it as a family, We're going to keep branching out and growing together.
Yep, that's what the movement's all about.
And the other part of the movement that you guys just aren't aware of, at some point it will be a requirement that you own something leopard print. No, I'm just kidding.
I opt for a pillow. I already have a blanket, so I just got to get my pillow.
I know it. It's so funny. I was thinking about T-shirts being made, right, that has Flava News on it or something. I'm like, how about leopard print? And somebody's like, how about not?
Well, it wouldn't be you if it didn't have some leopard print on it somewhere, so... It's got to have something, even if it's a whole shirt, doesn't have it. But you know how you do the flyer for the leopard carpet show? If that was the front of the shirt, then okay. Put your picture on it, we're good.
Oh, but I don't think I need my picture on a T-shirt or something like that, but yeah.
Well, no.
I am.
I
mean, I'm
how we raise the money for the computer. You have to have electric
work. I do have somebody that makes, he does great job on silk screening and T-shirts and stuff like that. And I've been playing it around in my head. What would I want it to look like? Is it something basic? I do think for me, I'm going to have to find something that's leopard print or a way of leopard print being incorporated into a shirt that I wear. But I do want to have some T-shirts and hoodies and stuff like that made and start creating something that of a Flava News store where there's
yeah.
product that can be purchased in support of this movement. And again, it comes down to money. So it's like if you hear, anybody that I play on the radio and, I always write down the artist's name and the track that I played in the in order of when I played it, so hit me up and I can definitely point you in the direction where you can find them at. Always on Facebook, if they have a Facebook page, I tag them, into when I play their music, so that you can
yeah.
see who it is that I played, just by, paying attention to, whose names I put down. On my shows, I always go back to the show page and write the artist's that I played or who participated in a conversation so that you can connect with them also because trust and believe, if they're willing to talk on my radio show, they obviously want you to know who they are. unless they come on the show and say, I'm Mr. Pumpkinhead, and I just wanted to talk about, you know, the subject that you're talking about, then if he's Mr. Pumpkinhead, then maybe he doesn't want to know, you know, who he is or whatever. And that's okay, too. If you don't necessarily want to reveal yourself, but if you're an artist, again, like Blaze and Patrick said, I think, you know, this is a great place to come and get comfortable with, you know, having a voice and being able to share who it is, who you are, and what it is that you're doing. So I've enjoyed this conversation, as always, my friend. And like you said, Patrick, you're so right. This is about family. You know, when I had my coffee shop, the original building, Flavor Coffee House, it was a family. And I'm very blessed to still be in contact with many of the artists that and creative souls that would come and hang out, you know, in my coffee shop. That I was really, really hoping to be able to create that, you know, with Flavor News. And in many ways, I think I have succeeded, you know, that there I definitely have my core, you know, people that support me on the shows and will call in if I need somebody to share the airways with and this and that. And it is a family thing. And I think that's a great way of looking at it. So many communities support their own, whether it's ethnic groups or whatever. I know, like, within the Asian communities, so many of them have these behind-the-scenes financial supports that every month money is put into a pot, and that whomever in that community is in need of financial support, they can go to whoever is in charge of that financial pot and be able to get a loan or however they work that out. And so,
yeah,
you know, please just know that if you become involved in the movement, this isn't about me going out and buying a Mercedes. You know, this is about me growing what it is that I do for you guys. And everything that I do is about you guys, you know, and being able to position myself to be able to take you guys further. So this is, you know, I call this a grassroots movement. And I like that term just because it's organic. It is authentic. It is not cookie cutter perfect. You know, this is just, you know, Patrick and Blaze and I talking, you know, about, you know, what we do and what we love, you know, and there's no script. You know, none of the shows are scripted. I don't even know who I'm going to play. It's so funny.
That's
I'm
what makes it great,
I'm doing a 15-minute set tomorrow, right? And I've been putting out there who should go in to the 15-minute set, right? So, you know, I think a Patrick Domino kind of wink there. And then Russell Blake, who was also a member of the movement, his manager, you know, of course she put his name there. You know, and other people are popping up with names. I don't have no idea who they are. They're not a part of the movement. I'm like, okay, obviously you are not paying attention here. Flava does not play music unless you're a member of the movement. And it's kind of interesting. It's you know, sometimes it's just interesting. Who's paying attention and who's not paying attention, you know? I think I've done a pretty good job getting out there and saying, this is a movement. This is a members-only movement. But, yeah, so we'll see who I pop up with tomorrow for the Flavas 15-minute set at Sunday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And did you hear that, Blaze? It's going to be 8 p.m. your time.
That's it.
We're not going to throw
a problem with that 1800 hours, no, whatever. I'm like,
ah. You funny. But thank you so much, you guys, for calling in and participating in the show with me. And it's so funny because, you know, they allow 2 hours on the show, right? But they allow 3 hours of actual recording.
Oh, wow.
And we always go into, you know, the third hour of the show. But I think that's a beautiful thing. You know, they can't hear us talking live, but they can hear us definitely in the archives and stuff. So does that mean that I just keep you guys on the air, or y'all like to talk with me and hang out with me?
We just love hanging out with you.
Exactly. I tell them. It's just like the girl next door, you know?
That's a good answer. I'm so glad that you like hanging out with me. And for the both of you, I have been working on my leopard piece about, you know, my leopard heels. So I'm going to type it up tonight and see if it actually sounds like it makes sense or whatever. So I hope to have that maybe even the weekend, before the weekend is over. If that's the case, I will send it to both of you guys so you can read it.
Okay. Sounds good.
I actually have a surprise for you.
You do?
I ran across something, and I said, oh, I have to save this for Blade. So I definitely have a surprise that, you know, goes right along with that, you know.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'll get that black dress and them leopard heels out and take that picture, though. I'm so excited about this piece. You just don't know. I got the biggest Kool-Aid grin on my face right now. So hopefully it comes out as good as it makes me feel.
I'm so sure. I can't wait. I cannot wait to get my hands on it.
There you go. Well, I'm going to jump in and play a few more tracks before I actually close out the show. So you guys are definitely, you know, welcome to stay on the line with me. Or I can mute you guys or whatever if you like. But I'm going to play a few more tracks before I actually close out tonight.
Sounds good.
All right. You know what? I am going to take you over to Germany and play one of my favorite German artists. His name is Steve Snyder, and this is Lifetime and Beyond.
Though we ever ups and downs, but somehow through it all, you keep me around, you catch me when I fall. And I can't think of anything that I would rather do. So hold me close and hold me tight, no matter what. I love you, so love me with your sweetness through the night, through the pain, through the heartache. I still believe in our love, a love that'll last forever, a love that'll last for long, a love that'll last a lifetime and beyond. You're the rock I need to lean on, my light when I can't see. You hold me when I'm tumbling, girl, you mean so much to me. And I can't think of anything that I would rather do. So hold me close and hold me tight, no matter what. I love you, so love me with your sweetness through the night, through the pain, through the heartache. I still believe in our love, a love that'll last forever, a love that'll last for long, a love that'll last a lifetime and beyond. When I look into your eyes and deep into your soul, you don't need to say a single word, 'cause I already know. You're the one that I've been waiting for so long, for a love that lasts a lifetime and beyond. Through the pain, through the heartache, I still believe in our love, love that'll last forever, a love that'll last for long, a love that'll last a lifetime and beyond. A love that'll last forever, a love that'll last for long, a love that'll last a lifetime and beyond. Yeah.
All right, that was Steve Snyder with his piece, Lifetime and Beyond. out of Germany. I think I love that piece just because it's just so, like, raw. Like, kind of like, Well, I don't know. What's the proper way, Blaze and us and Patrick, to describe? Like, there's just like a, it's not like that polished sound. It's like, just like, I don't know,
rugged.
Sitting in a bar.
It's like rugged. It's sort of like a European Western. If that makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's it. That's it. It's just kind of, yeah, rugged or whatever. I could see being in like some kind of cowboy bar or something like that. People with their cowboy boots on or whatever, and that song comes mm-hmm. on or whatever. So,
yeah,
kind of like that. So now I'm going to take you guys over to London and play a piece by Jolene, and this particular piece is called Capture the Moments. First met her on Facebook, I liked her her hustle. You know, she was similar to you, Patrick, like going around to just, you know, a variety of people's pages and posting about an album that she decided to put up for free download. And and then I just started kind of communicating back and forth with her and went over to her site and downloaded her music, and I loved it. I think she's got such a beautiful, beautiful voice. But she's a mom, too, and stuff, and so, you know, you would see her post about, you know, being a mom and this and that. But, you know, when you interact with people in other parts of the world, you know, you just realize how much they're so similar, you know, to who you are, you know, and how you live life. And I think, again, this is such a universal thing when it comes to, you know, artists wanting to be heard, you know, and paid attention to and you know, deserving to have the spotlight. So I was thrilled when she chose to join the movement because I think she's just a beautiful soul from what I could tell, but it has a beautiful, beautiful voice.
Definitely.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say she has a Mediterranean sound of sweetness. I really enjoyed her piece.
Yeah, it is kind of such a sweetness to it. And I don't know, I think her voice is fitting from what I can tell, you know, of how she presents herself online. So, yeah, I love playing her music and, you know, I hope, you know, I hope to somehow figure this out or you know, this time zone thing in having some of the international artists come on and participate because they could call into the show by Skype.
Right.
So it doesn't cost money, and I'm hoping to be able to do that. I know that in the past, Chameleon has called into the Artist Roundtable from Switzerland. And stuff. So I'm hoping to somehow figure out how to kind of work that out because I would just love some of the international artists to come onto the show. I'm going to play a piece by, I still have not met him. I hope to meet him someday very, very soon. I love this young man's voice and his style of singing. He has like an older soul for somebody who is as young as he is. He is one of the newer members of the SJF music team, and he's only about 23, 24 years old. His name is Sheldon Butler, and I am going to play This Road.
Keeps on moving people coast to coast and playing with lives like a deck of cards. Daily dealing women, children of any age, and oh, it breaks my heart. The underground shopping cart is moving oh so fast. Traffic is piled up on this road. Somebody tell across the globe, the bitter trade winds blow, and we just feel the breeze. Feelings all controlled and filtered by the things we think we know. While over in another country, one of our brothers owns a dealership, 'cause he knows that selling these cars in the homeland won't fly. Somebody said, road leads to our hearts. Tell me
All right, that was Sheldon Butler out of the Pacific Northwest with his piece, This Road. So I'm going to go ahead and close out the show here in a few minutes, Blaze and Patrick, but I'm just kind of curious, when you hear that particular piece, do you hear a young person singing it?
Like you said, it's music of an old soul, and but it does have a new characteristic to it, and I think he brings it out.
What are your thoughts, Blaze?
He is very, very, very talented and wise beyond his years. So I think all of that comes out through his music. I mean, if you just base it by number, say age 24.
Mm-hmm.
No, definitely no. Right. But if you base it on his talent and once again that determination and dedication to his craft, it's like wow, he's got that 24 years and then some. So I think maybe his family has a musical background because of the depth. You know, you just don't get that. That doesn't. It's not just an accident, or
right.
You know, I mean, it's talent. Yes, it's you know, you notice there's talent there, but
mm-hmm.
it's like a rich history, and
right.
he's, you know, bringing out that rich history that is embedded in him. So I think
you can feel that energy.
Yes, definitely. You know, so he's linked to, you know, some family. You know. History of music somewhere.
Well, I look forward to. I should reach out to Sheldon and actually see if I can get him to come on the show and interview him and just kind of find out a little bit more. I was very excited that he has joined the SJF music team. So I look forward to what Stephen and he, you know, produce and all of that. You know, it's a beautiful thing when you realize, you know, how people from all over, you know, the country can connect through the internet and do music together. But it's, you know, he's right here in the Pacific Northwest, you know, and he's probably like right around the corner from where I am or something. But one day, very, very soon, I am going to meet him. I have this story of a video that he has. That was recorded of him performing at one of my friend's shows that I was not able to go to. And I was kind of under the weather that night, and Nichelle had come by my place to pick up my leopard shoe because, you know, I'm so into leopard prints and shoes. I have a leopard print shoe chair, and she wanted to use for her particular show. And And so I'm sitting here and I'm watching Sheldon, you know, on this video. I'm like, there's my shoe chair in that video.
Oh.
And I thought, he performed at that show that Nichelle came to get my shoe chair for, and she didn't even mention to me that Sheldon Butler was going to be. I might have just pulled myself out of the bed and went to watch it if I knew that he was going to be there. I'm like, there is my shoe chair in his video. Yeah, I've got issues.
Yeah, but he is sweet. We just became friends recently, and, you know, immediately he, you know, engaged in conversation with me, you know, over the internet, of course. But, you know, he's really humble. I like that about him. And he's really approachable, you know, even though he has this tremendous talent, you know. You know, some people, when they, you know, were blessed with all of that, they're like, please, you cannot touch me. Don't touch me, you know. But he was not at all like that. So he was definitely, in my opinion, he would definitely be a great interview.
Right.
I would just be overwhelmed to hear, you know, what his story is.
Yeah, I look forward to it too, because I have to agree with you. There's got to be something more in depth about his history and his passion, you know, for music and the style of music that he does. I mean, he does have something a little bit more urban in this and that, but and I should play, I guess I'm drawn to these type of the pieces that he has, and I should play some of the others, you know, or whatever, but yeah, I think I'm going to reach out to him and see about getting him to call into a show, you know, and so we can hear a little bit more about his story. And I think that's the beautiful thing, is there's people from all walks of life that have joined the movement from all over the world, you know, all different ethnicities and stages of their artistry, you know, and when it comes to Flava News, not everybody is as polished of a sound or has that clear production level of their work. But I still feel something when I hear their music that says, yeah, you know what, they deserve to be heard. Of course, when it comes to the other radio station, there is a requirement that there is a polished sound to be played on those other stations. But this is where I can control things, and I love that, you know, that I have this opportunity, you know, to introduce, you know, talents such as Sheldon's and others, you know, to the world, you know, to be heard and be able to watch the progression of the some artists. And I've had that blessing, you know, in the years that I've been doing this as what I call being the artist cheerleader. I've seen artists grow, and I've seen it where they've been able to take their art and produce it, you know, in a more quality fashion and all of that. And I, you know, sometimes I feel like a proud mama, you know, even if, you know.
You're watching them grow and achieve, you know.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful thing to be a witness to that. You know, I tell certain people, I'm like, you know what, when you become famous, remember me, okay, little old Lady Flava that sat in the coffee shop, or Lady Old Lady Flava on Flava News Radio, don't forget me. And I don't say that like, okay, throw me out some money. It's just like, man, you know, I knew you back when, you know.
Right.
I just, you know, just remember, I knew you back when, you know. I had to wipe your nose.
Exactly.
So hopefully, you know, Flava News Radio and Flava News is where you start. You know, you get comfortable, you get your feet wet, and potentially somebody, you know, gets a whiff of your flavor and says, you know what, yeah, I want to pay attention to this. And then you grow. You know, this is not the end all. This is the begin. This is the beginning, you know. And what I do is not perfect and polished, you know, but, man, I love doing what I do.
And you're good at it.
Am I good at it?
Yeah.
That kind of sounds like I should say, ooh, baby, baby, huh?
Ooh, yes, right there.
All right, don't get me started. We got 20 minutes left. I think I'm just going to go ahead and just cut it out right here. But Patrick and Blaze, thank you so very much for coming on the show with me tonight and sharing conversation with me, allowing me to kind of, I hope it didn't really come across as venting. It was just expressing, you know, expressing when I paid attention, because I'm very, very blessed who's come on board with Flava News. I have no regrets with that. You know, I have no doubts about the decision I made in turning this into a members-only movement. So there's no doubts in that. Can I just read something to you? He can't hear me at this point because it's not live. But there's a gentleman out of Washington who sent me an email just now while I'm doing the show. And he said to me, he says, I was moved after listening to tonight's broadcast. I appreciate what you're doing and your passion. That being said, I talked to my wife and told her I wanted to offer my services to you. I am an IT professional, but music is my first love. Let's talk about how I can help you, your computer-wise, achieving big things in 2012.
Wow. Well,
I told you. God will find a way.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
I was like, wow.
I told you, God will find a way for you to stay on your path.
So, yes. I mean, like, what a blessing is that, huh? Just off
wow.
of tonight. Oh. So,
wow.
And he has let me know that he's listened to a few of the shows, you know. I don't really know much about him or anything, so I think that I'm going to go explore his page, because I think I've looked at his page before, and it didn't really, really tell me too much, except that, you know, he's got a great family. You know, so I will definitely, you know, reach back to him, and, you know, you just never know, you know, something, some, like you said, I mean, it's a blessing just to have him reach out to me this way just from hearing this show, so.
Wow, it is, and, you know, as long as, you know, you stay positive and stay with God, he will stay with you, and he will continue to open doors and continue to bless you.
That's true.
Look how many people you bless with the help that you give, you know, and it's freely from your heart, you know what I mean? So,
right.
You know, it just proves, it's an ongoing proof that God is alive, he is well, and he is with you.
Definitely, definitely.
Don't try to force it. Just let God let it happen. Let go and let God, you know, and things will flow.
And giving him all the praise. Thank you.
There you go. Amen. I know. I'm sitting here like almost speechless, and that's kind of hard for me to get to that point because I can talk so much. Huh? I was like, you know, I'm sitting here like, okay, I am paying attention to everything on the show, right? But I've been going over and clicking onto Facebook and stuff like that. And I was like, what? Like, what?
Oh, wow.
Let me read this a few times. Okay, let me play another show. Let me play another piece so I can read this another, you know, time or whatever. So, I'll
wow,
reach back.
So I'm glad I was here tonight.
Well, you know, it kind of comes down to what was being said. You just never know who's paying attention.
Exactly.
You know, and because, like, for instance, I cannot open up the chat room, you know, when I do the shows from work. And, you know, I can see the numbers that are listening to the show live. I just don't know who they are, right? Especially if they don't sign in and register, you know, or log in on an account. If you log in while you're listening to the show, it'll pop up that you were a live listener. You know, or whatever. So, you know, you just never know who might be listening to the show and, you know, whatever. So, you know, I give thanks for that, and it's a blessing. So, anyway, before I start crying or something.
One more thing. I have to mention this. I cannot leave the show tonight without mentioning this. You know what the sweetest part of that whole thing was? I mean, the help for you is wonderful. It's all great. But the thing that really touched my heart is when he said he had to ask his wife, or at least acknowledge his wife, and then work together as a unit. That's what I've been talking about with my movement, at becoming that unit, that solid unit. And now that she's given her blessing, he's ready to say, I step up and I can help you, my sister. Oh, that is so beautiful. Oh, I'm so happy.
No, you're right. That is a beautiful thing. And I think that's the way it should be in a healthy, wonderful relationship, is that you do share things like that and make decisions, you know, in the end. And so, that you both can agree upon. So, yeah, no, that's a beautiful thing, and that's a great point that you pulled from that. And it's funny because, you know, I think because your thing, Blaze, is all about, you know, building relationships and rekindling relationships and all of that. That's what you picked up out of that, right?
Yeah.
And it's just like when I used to watch, you know, soap operas or different shows, and I was heavily into doing flowers, I would always notice the flower arrangements.
Exactly.
And stuff like that. So it's kind of funny. I guess when I read that, it was like, it just spoke to me that it was God again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That God was present again, you know? And so, but that is a beautiful thing. And I'm glad that you picked up on that, Blaze, because I think that is important, especially, you know, when you are a couple, you know, and you experience life together and decisions that are made, you know, affect you as a family and as a couple, that, you know, it's important to have those conversations. Or if nothing else, you process things that you experience and you know, and then make decisions from there. Again, that's why I want to do the show on the 31st, you know, that's geared towards, you know, the loved ones of the artist, because, you know, I know that they've had to make, you know, some decisions, you know, and accepting certain things, you know, to be involved in, you know, somebody being that creative soul and taking that time or money or whatever it is, you know, to do what it is that they do as an artist. So it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. I'm glad you guys were here, that I could share that with both of you. So anyway, now I think I will close out the show. And you know what, as we were sitting here talking, I just, I think that I have to play this song. I know I play it a lot, you know, but it's something that just seems very, very fitting at this moment. And I'm going to close out today's show with a piece by my family, Black Stacks, and this is I Love My Life. Patrick and Blaze, thank you so much. I love you both for all your support of who I am and what I do. So until tomorrow is the Flava's 15-minute set. All right, closing out with I Love My Life by Black Stacks.
All right, good night.
Good night.
Love you, Blaze.
I hope he never feels how that felt, but he showed me a few things I can't keep to myself. I'll share them with his grandchild, whom he has never ever met. But I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything. could be someplace else. Someday we'll travel far, my friends, but for today, this is my place. Wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything. You know that I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything.
Are you ready? I know you're waiting.